For the last 3 years, Madison police have tried to calm a costumed crowd while armed with pepper spray and clad in riot gear. Police say many of last year's 75,000 Halloween revelers had been drinking alcohol. Chief Noble Ray says officers will shut down illegal house parties. A record number of police will be on duty this year.
There has never been 400 officers working a single event in Madison.
More than a dozen of those officers will be on horses to help disperse the crowd. Police say the majority of 600-some citations handed out last year went to non-residents. Madison freshman Judah Rubin says several of his friends from Skokie, Illinois are coming for a party Maxim magazine describes as a monster bash.
People from out of state, they'll be like, you have friends coming in for Halloween? Like, oh, dude, I have to come up for Halloween.
An uncontrollable crowd worries Madison student Danielle Corder. She went to Halloween on State Street for the first time last year.
To be honest, I didn't really like it. I had fun for the first couple hours. Was amazing, but it got to be like 2:30, which is bar time when, you know, the riots start.
UW senior Greg Knowles blames intense police enforcement for students' bad behavior.
Pretty much anybody with an anti-authoritarian mindset might want to come out here just to, I guess, cause problems.
Knowles suggests music might soothe the crowd. City officials think less drinking might reduce violence. But bars have not agreed to close early. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.